This is the Bad Alibi Podcast, and I am Carmen Norris. Season 1 of the Bad Alibi Podcast is titled Unsent Letters. Each episode will contain a different character's unsent letter. You are about to hear Season 1, Episode 2, Dear Dalilah. Dear Dalilah, you said that's what your name was, and for all I know, it was true. It's been almost 2 years now since I've put you to rest, and I feel like now it's about time I put thoughts I never got to express to you to rest as well. A few years before you came into the picture, my husband, Rick, and I had long been in a rough patch. He cheated with our neighbor. That's a whole other story. And I caught him. We were just about to be separated when we were finally able to make it work. Dalilah, I guess it can be our little secret that I was able to stay because my affair had ended. I tired of it and wanted to give my marriage an honest chance. So, after some time of rebuilding trust and staying true, I let my guard down. I was vulnerable and so was Rick. But it finally felt okay because we trusted one another again. Then it happened. There was a tornado watch, and the weather woman told everyone in our area to seek immediate shelter. Rick, the kids, and I went to the basement with our electronics and prepared to be down there for a while. I can still feel the innocence and happiness we felt as we walked down the stairs and hunkered together. Never expecting for anything to make that go away besides a little weather damage. Then our daughter thought she heard something in the closet. I didn't think anything of it until she screamed and asked who you were. Everything came crashing down for me at that moment. You seemed too old for my son, but also young enough if he was dating a college student, maybe. Then he called for his sister to get away from you and looked to me and his dad to do something. I saw in that moment my children didn't know you, so that only left my husband, who didn't have an instant reaction that would have made me feel better. So I immediately felt the floodgates break in my heart as I became so filled with the fire of revenge. I just knew it had to be that he'd gone as far as to cheat on me and bring his latest mistress into our home. So there my family sat, all staring at you. And you were so frightened, nowhere to run, your hiding place was unveiled. And by the time you spoke, the thoughts running around in my head ceased, and one word became clear: kill. I know it doesn't count for much. I do believe my husband now when he says that he didn't know you, but to believe him even partially means that you were probably telling the truth when you said you were trying to escape the storm and didn't realize anyone was home at first. Now I wonder if your parents know you're missing, or if they have been without you for so long they thought you may have been dead long before this. Either way, it's unfortunate that you had to show up at our house, given all of our problems beforehand. I mean, if it wasn't for that or the storm and tornadoes, you'd probably still be alive. And that's all you were trying to do in the first place, wasn't it, Dalilah? Well, I dropped your body off in the wreckage and debris of another home far away from here. I hope that at some point someone found it and your family got some peace. When I did it, everyone was still cleared out, so I went undetected. I hope that at some point, I mean, it's been 2 years for Christ's sakes, at some point they had to have found you. I checked the papers and the news and I didn't hear anything about it. But if I hadn't have done that, I wouldn't have been protecting my family, and that's all I was trying to do. And I guess I didn't get caught, because if I had, I'm sure someone would have came knocking on my door by now. So I feel that in a way we're both in the clear. And now I have a clear mind as well. Thank you for that. And rest in peace, Dalila. If you want more stories to dive into, check out badalibibookbox.com to get a monthly subscription box with a recently released thriller novel, short stories, goodies, and more. And use code PODCAST for 10% off your first purchase.